Okay, ladies, here's a scene I'm sure you're familiar with. You're having a drink at a bar, and the guy sidling up to you is, well, he's a pig. A new ad by the condom maker Trojan feels your pain. It has real, okay, CGI real, pigs trying to make time with various women. They look bored until one pig shuffles off to the bathroom, gets a condom, and is then magically transformed into a hunky guy. He is now attractive to the blonde at the bar. That ad has been rejected by CBS and Fox for being too sexually suggestive. Dan Savage is here now. He writes the syndicated sex advice column Savage Love. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Trojan says Fox wouldn't air the commercial because it advocated the use of condoms to prevent pregnancy. And the network actually told Trojan that it would only take ads for condoms that would stress health-related issues and not to prevent pregnancy. So what do you make
Although,
of that?
Well, watching the ad, it's ambiguous. It doesn't say, you know, whether it's because the pig is concerned about the disease transmission or preventing pregnancy that he's transformed into a stud. It does say at the end, evolve, use a condom every time. I think Fox is being incredibly hypocritical. Fox is the network that brings us basically family hour softcore porn every day with young people hooking up and young people having casual sex. And the idea that we're for preventing disease transmission at Fox, but we're against preventing unplanned pregnancies during casual sexual encounters that the network itself glamorizes and encourages is absolutely crazy.
What do you think of those Viagra or ED ads?
Oh, my God. The Viagra ads, I think, are hilarious, and I find them hard to watch. And those are ads that are just entirely about sexual pleasure. I mean, maybe they're okay because sometimes they imply that these are couples or the woman's past menopause and they're still sexually active because they love each other. Still, however, those ads celebrate recreational and sometimes casual sex, and we need to emphasize disease prevention even in those circumstances.
Well, it also has this patina of being a health problem, right? So the ad kind of addresses a medical problem.
It's also about men. This is a drug that targets a male sexual dysfunction that, you know, fills their lives with angst and unhappiness. And the condom ads for Trojan really are about protecting women. The guy's not going to get pregnant and wake up 8 weeks later and have to find that person who, you know, maybe was a pig. Even when they were a stud, they were still a little pig in them. And the guy is much less likely to contract a sexually transmitted infection from a woman than a woman is from a man. So when networks promote, you know, ED drugs or allow people to purchase time to promote ED drugs, but they shy off promoting condoms, which protect women's health and sexual rights. That is, I think, hypocritical.
And piggish.
And piggish, yes.
Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Dan Savage is the writer of the internationally syndicated sex advice column, Savage Love. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.